Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive your blessings of goodness, and you set a crown of pure gold on my head and this ministry. I will always rejoice because of your goodness. Let your goodness pass before me, and let your abundant goodness come into my life and this ministry. Let your promise of goodness be fulfilled in us. Lord, let me be glad and joyful because of your goodness. Lord, crown my year with your goodness, and drop fatness on my life and this ministry. Bring me into a plentiful country, and let me enjoy your goodness. Saturate my soul with fatness, and let me be satisfied with your goodness, O Lord. Let men hear of the goodness and prosperity you establish in my life and this ministry. Lord, show me the path of life. In your presence of fullness of joy, and your right and our pleasures forevermore. Lord, give me life and length of days. I declare myself to be fully and eternally signed over and committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, having submitted to God and his authority, I now resist the devil, and I command every spiritual enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ to leave my presence. I put on the armor of God, and I stand against Satan's temptations, Satan's accusation and deceptions. From this day forward, I will seek to do only the will of my Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight will be taken from Isaiah chapter 55. O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel. For he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but weareth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be, that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We encourage you to support our ministry for the furtherance of the gospel by partnering with us financially. You can also visit our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. We also encourage you to utilize our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org, our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.riversofrevival.com. For all your church supplies, including Bibles, books, audiobooks, Bible study, music, jewelry, apparel, greeting cards, and much more, once again, we encourage you to support this ministry by visiting our website at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. God bless you, and I am looking forward to serving your needs. As we continue on this spiritual journey, we would like to share with you our statement of faith. We believe the Bible to be the inspired and only infallible Word of God. We believe that there is one God, eternally existent in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance, faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and being baptized in water. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism in the Holy Spirit, according to Acts 2 verse 4, is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit, by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. We believe in the Great Commission, according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Our lesson for tonight will be the understanding of the book of Revelation, chapters 16 and 17.
Thank you.
Revelation chapters 16 and 17, Eschatology, Beginning and the Last Days Events. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth." And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, "Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." And I heard another voice, and I heard another out of the altar say, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments." And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains on their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone above the weight of a talent. And men blaspheme God because of the plague of the hail. For the plague thereof was exceeding great.
O Lord my God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Lord, there's none like unto thee. O thank you, Jesus.
As we continue on this spiritual journey, understanding the book of Revelation, and tonight we will be dealing with the chapters 16 and 17 of the book of Revelation. We have just concluded reading chapter 16, and now we'll do an overview of chapter 16. Verses 1 and 2. The first vile judgment is grievous sores that come upon all those that have the mark of the beast and worship his image. These are literal sores and not figurative. This is similar to the sixth plague that happened to the Egyptians when Pharaoh would not let the children of Israel go. As we take a look in verse 3, the second angel pour out his vial upon the sea, and every living soul in the sea died. This is due to the fact that the water became as the blood of dead men. This may mean that the waters were completely corrupted, or that they dried up and could not support life. This sea may mean only the Mediterranean Sea and not the oceans of the world. Verses 4 through 7. The third vial is a repetition of the first Egyptian plague, and if we take a look at Exodus 7, verses 19 through 24, which I will encourage you to read that on your own. Here, all the rivers and the fountains of waters, drinking water, became blood. The angel of the waters declares that God was righteous because he had judged this way. This was because they had shed the blood of the saints and prophets, and so they had been given blood to drink. It is also proven here that there are angels over our natural resources. Sometimes we may feel that someone may get to the reservoirs of our drinking waters and poison them, but they can do nothing unless the angels over the water give them opportunity to do so. That command would have to come from the Lord God Almighty. Verses 8 through 9. The fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun. At this time, power will be given to the sun to scorch men with great heat. God has set everything in order to work as he commands, and even the sun will cease its normal function to be used as a judgment upon rebellious mankind, as God's word. Malachi 4 verses 1 and 2 speaks of this happening. Instead of repenting, these people begin to blaspheme the name of God. They will be angry at him for letting this happen to them, but yet they would not turn from their sin. Verses 10 and 11, the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the sea. Again, the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat, which is the throne or kingdom of the beast, by making it full of darkness. This is similar to the ninth Egyptian plague, according to Exodus 10, verses 21 through 23. It is also spoken of in Joel 2, verses 1 and 2, and Mark 13, verse 24. People will still be in agony from the other judgments, and this one, like the rest, will not get them to repent, but rather further blaspheme God. Verse 12, the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the river Euphrates, and the waters were dried up to allow the way of the kings of the east to be made. These kings bring the armies to a battle at Armageddon. It would be difficult for these troops to pass over this river, but that issue will be removed. Even right now, the Euphrates River can be stopped to allow the eastern armies to pass. This is due to the Atatürk Dam in the country of Turkey. Verses 13 through 16. Here we have three frog-like spirits coming from the satanic trinity, going forth to the kings of the earth, performing miracles. They use their demonic influence to gather the kings of the earth to the battle of Armageddon. This will be a last attempt at stopping Jesus Christ from establishing his kingdom. Verses 16 through 21. The seventh angel poured out his vial in the air, and a voice from the temple of heaven said, "It is done." Then the greatest earthquake to ever happen on the planet splits Jerusalem into three parts. It also causes the cities of the nations to fall or collapse. The islands sink or flee, and the mountains will be leveled. There was also a great hail, in which the pieces of hail weigh a talent. A talent is approximately 60 to 100 pounds. Men still did not repent, but rather blaspheme God because of the hail.
Bearing all my sin and
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. We will now take a look at the book of Revelation, chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will shew unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitation of the earth has been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carried her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. And here is the mind which had wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These of one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the lambs, and the lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall aid the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree, and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Revelation, an overview of chapter 17, verses 1 through 18. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We encourage you to listen or tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the House of Christ Ministries present, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World, by honoring the Great Commission. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. there are two different Babylons that we are dealing with in chapters 17 and 18 of the book of Revelation. One is the city Babylon in chapter 18 that the kings bewail, lament, and cry about when she is destroyed. And the other, the ten kings destroy in chapter 17. Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, an abomination of the earth, is actually the bride of the Antichrist. How can a city be a bride? In Revelation 21, verses 9 and 10, John saw the Lamb's bride descending out of the heaven from God. Instead of seeing a woman, John saw a city, holy Jerusalem. The Antichrist bride will be made up and composed of followers of false religions. It will most likely be an alliance of many religions. The waters that the woman sits on are many peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. This religious system will have people from all backgrounds and nationalities. This religious system will be drunk with the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus Christ. Many people claim that this is the Roman Catholic Church because of the scarlet and purple colors that popes must wear when they are installed, as well as the many saints that they have killed over the many years during the Inquisitions. Also, it is said that Rome sits on seven mountains, as does this woman. In verse 10 and 11, it speaks of seven kings, of which five have fallen, died. One was alive during John's time of this vision, and another is yet to come. Who are they speaking about here? It may be perhaps rulers of the Roman Empire in the past and the Antichrist, who will be the ruler of the revived Roman Empire. Verse 11 seems confusing to many, but is really very simple. The beast that was the Antichrist, who is the seventh, receives the deadly wound, dies, he is resurrected and becomes the eighth, but he's still yet the seventh.
Lay
as we continue on this spiritual journey, and as we conclude our lessons for tonight, the book of Revelation, chapter 16 and 17, I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you had previously accepted Him and turned away from Him, I encourage you. God created us in His own image to have an abundant life. God gave us a will and freedom of choice. We choose to disobey God and go our own willful way. We still make this choice today. This results in separation from God. I encourage you to turn away from the sins of the world and recommit your life to Jesus Christ and to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision. He's waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I'm going to ask you to renew your commitment to Him tonight. Will you receive Jesus Christ right now? Romans 3 verse 10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6 verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In Matthew 16, verse 24, He says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. Beloved, salvation is a gift, and you can receive right this very minute if you will admit you are a sinner and ask Jesus Christ to save you. God wants to give you the best gift ever offered anyone. Why not accept Him now? God loves you and wants you to experience peace and life abundant and eternal. Here is how you can receive Jesus Christ. Admit your need, I am a sinner. Be willing to turn from your sins in repentance. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross and rose from the grave. Through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come in and control your life through the Holy Spirit. Receive Him as Lord and Savior. Will you pray this prayer? Heavenly Father, have mercy on me, a sinner. I believe in You and that Your word is true. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and that He died on the cross so that I may now have forgiveness. for my sins and eternal life. I know that without you in my heart, my life is meaningless. I know that Jesus Christ can save me, and he is the only one who can save me. I believe in my heart that you, Lord, raised him from the dead. Dear Lord, forgive me for every sin I have ever committed or done in my heart. I am sorry for my sins. Right now, I ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. I thank you, Lord, and I bless you, Lord. Just prayed this prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10 verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Did you sincerely ask Jesus Christ to come into your life? Where is he right now? What is he giving you? Receiving Jesus Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, who indwells every believer. This is called regeneration or the new birth. Dearly beloved, I encourage you, this is the beginning of a wonderful new life in Jesus Christ. To help you grow spiritually, you must do the following. Read your Bible daily. Know Jesus Christ. Talk to God in prayer every day. Tell others about Jesus Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in the church where Jesus Christ is preached. In a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. Now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom the glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, and good night.